Well, coming up this weekend, the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department will once again be celebrating Fire Prevention Week with their Fire Prevention Week Parade. And this year it's extra special because they're also celebrating the city's 150th birthday and their own 150th birthday as a department. So they're doing it big this year. And one of the things that you can find this year as part of the parade and the activities on Saturday will be the Goodell Clydesdales. It's a six-horse Clydesdale team that'll show off for the folks here in the Atlantic area. Jeff Goodell is the owner, and he's with us here this morning. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you so much for your time. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. It's great to be here.
And we really appreciate you coming down on Saturday. It sounds like a Clydesdale hitch. That sounds like a lot of responsibility, a lot of work.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, and we like to share it with the public.
You bet. How'd you ever get started with Clydesdales?
We started back in 1977, shortly after my mom and dad were married. Dad had always dreamt of having a Clydesdale, and I guess that's when he bought into them.
Yeah, boy, those are awful big animals.
Yeah, they are. They can, you know, range anywhere from 17 to 18 hands. But when you work with them as much as we do, I guess we get kind of used to their size.
Yeah, tell people a little bit about Clydesdales. You mentioned the size. I'm sure they eat an awful lot, too, but how long do they live? What's their lifespan?
Well, Clydesdales originated over in Scotland, they range, or their life expectancy can go into the late teens, mid-20s, even into the 30s. And yes, they are big animals, weighing up to sometimes near 2,000 pounds.
Wow.
An average horse will eat 2 to 3% of their body weight per day. So if you think 2,000 pound animal, it's going to eat about 60 pounds a day.
Oh boy, you got to keep running to the grocery store.
Yeah, luckily we raise and bale or provide our own hay. And that's for just a typical horse. Some of these athletes or these show horses, they can eat well above that, just like a typical athlete. For the added calories in their daily regimen. Each horse has its own specific diet.
Sure. Well, you know, when we look at them, we see a really large animal, and we just kind of probably want to step back a little bit because we're afraid of the larger ones. How are they to work with? Are they pretty easy to get along with?
They're very gentle in nature. I've got four boys, 13, 8, 5, and 2, and my boys are around them on a day-to-day basis, and they handle them, they take care of them. So overall, their demeanor is very, very gentle and very kind.
Very good. Well, talk a little bit about what folks will experience here this weekend. I know you're going to be part of the parade, but you're also going to be doing a little bit of activity in the afternoon, right?
Yes, we plan on to show up early afternoon. It will take a little bit of time for us to unload our equipment, our wagon, harness the horses. And then it usually takes about 2 hours for us to get prepped for the parade or an event or a show, because we will braid the foretops, the mane, the tails, put decorations and flowers in them, just as if we were going to compete in their show. And the public is more than welcome to come out and watch us do that and get ready. And we're excited for people to come out and enjoy us being there.
You know, it's one thing just to be able to take care of and feed and maintain these animals day to day, but boy, when you talk about loading them up and taking them off somewhere and the amount of time and effort that it takes to do all this, it's really a labor of love.
It is. It does take some time. I tell people it's when things are going smooth, it takes about a half an hour per horse to wash head to toe. Since they are Clydesdales, they do have the hair on their feet, which we call feather. And it does take a little bit of extra time to scrub and soap and shampoo to get that clean. But we like to do it the best we can to let everybody enjoy them and look the best we can.
It's like getting an animal ready for county fair, except you do it all the time.
Right. Yeah, we travel anywhere from 5 to 6 shows a year through the Midwest, up into Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. Has been as far south as Oklahoma City to the Oklahoma State Fair in the past. But we enjoy them, and like I said, do it for other people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess we didn't talk about that, too. Where are you located?
We are located in Gilmore City, Iowa.
Okay, very good. So a good central location for you to hit all those places.
Yeah, typically we travel anywhere from all three and a half hours in a circle that will hit most of the shows that we attend. But we do typically go out to the Wisconsin State Fair out in West Allis, Wisconsin, every August. And lately, that's been the furthest show that we've been attending.
Sure. Talk about the hitches, or the horses that you have as part of this hitch. You've got six of them as part of this hitch that you'll use. Do you have more than six?
Yes, we've currently got 23 at home.
That's more than six.
Yeah, that's obviously more than six. We've got anywhere on a normal year, we have 8 to 9 horses ready to be used in the hitch throughout the summer, just in case something happens. You know, just like athletes, some get, you know, sick, injured, or have ailments. The six that we will be bringing down to Atlantic will be six mares. We prefer to use mares because they can both be athletes and produce babies in the off-season. Some of the ones that you will see in the hitch come Saturday have had babies in 2018 and might be pregnant again for 2019.
Wow, very good. So how do you choose which ones you're going to take to different shows? Do you work it on a kind of a rotation basis?
A lot of it is just, you know, these horses are kind of like kids. They all have their own personality, and depending on which two work together, or we kind of try to mate them up in teams on who strives to work side by side and the best with each other.
Well, I've heard that before with other types of animals too, that sometimes they kind of get used to each other, and it's nice to keep pairing them up that way.
Yes, absolutely. We seem to find the ones that we end up having to leave home for one reason or the other, they're very upset when they see the semi leave, and they all strive to be a part of it, and they all kind of know once that door opens and they end up at the show or the next parade, that it's kind of time to turn things on and look a little flashier, and they really like performing for the crowds as well as
yeah.
We do.
Yeah, they really are show ponies then.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's kind of neat. We don't see that kind of emotion when you're just looking at them from afar through a fence, out in the field somewhere. You don't really get to see that kind of connection.
No, not a lot of times, but it's interesting. Not so much in a parade setting, but at a show. As we get closer to the entry gate at the show, and the music gets louder, you can really see them. You know, their head perks up, their feet get, you know, come up a little higher, and they really strive, you know, because they know it's showtime and people are there to watch them, and they're there to perform.
Yeah. Do you try to match them up for size and things too? So there's some similarity in size, or are they all pretty much the same?
Yes, we try to mate them up best by size. Obviously, the ones closer to the wagon will be bigger because they're pulling more of the weight. The horses that are further away from the wagon need to be a little bit more athletic or agile, as they have a lot more area to travel in turns and when we're turning the wagon. But yeah, we try to pair up each team, you know, to match size, color, movement, and temperament. And that can be a challenge in itself because you can find two horses that look just alike, but maybe they don't get along.
Always true of everyone, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Including the horses. Well, very good. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. These are big, majestic animals, and I know folks always get a kick out of seeing these types of hitches out there just because they're not the kind of horse you're going to see driving by somewhere in the farm field. So we really appreciate you coming down and being a part of the activities and things going on here this weekend. Hope we have great weather for it and get a chance to really experience something special. We appreciate you coming down. Jeff, thanks so much for your time here today. We really appreciate you visiting with us, and best of luck. Safe travels on down here Saturday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, and we look forward to being there, and make sure that everybody stop by and say hi.